local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Ah, yes. The only thing better than a Friday is your last hour of work on a Friday. That's what I always say. I've never said that before on air, but I'm saying it now. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. Wait for it. We are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you like always. Chris.
And we are live, by the way.
Yes, we are live. And I will tell you, hey, it wouldn't be Pensacola right now if we weren't live. Come on, that would be Pensacola half an hour ago.
I felt like I should have brought my Piro to the station tonight. It is raining like crazy out there.
I was just about to set you up for that because I was going to say, I may sound chipper, but the skies beg to differ, which I guess that kind of rhymes. But yes, it's been miserable this whole time. Every time I've looked back out this window, it has just been steady showers. It's not like, oh no, the bottom's falling out. It's not like that, but it's just, my goodness, it's just been that steady drizzle the whole time. If someone's outside right now, they've been long soaked.
My tree people didn't show up today.
So I wonder why. They're like, I'm not being out there.
I was just checking back at the house. And, did the guy show up? I told you I was going through a massive tree removal project
right
around the house. And what I did, the big oaks that were in the backyard that kind of border the fence for our neighbors, I trimmed all those limbs off. Mm-hmm. So in case we have a storm or something, it would not fall over on their property.
Right.
So, I mean, I stripped the whole house.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a refreshing new start, because I inherited, when I got here in 2005, I inherited the house and all the foliage went with it. It was a little lady from England that used to own my house, and she was quite a gardener. Mm. I'm not.
Yeah, me neither, believe it or not.
So I told these guys that are ripping out all the trees, and I was like, take them out. Just take them out. Don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, I will say... Well, actually, I won't say anything else other than this traffic and weather update. I just looked at the time.
Fine. Nice segue, man.
Yeah, smooth as bourbon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more. Again, that is progressive.com. Alrighty, 6:15 on the nose. Looking at the roads here, there's not too much to dig into, but we do have several accidents that we have to touch on. Okay, so if you are traveling northbound on I-110, you're just coming from downtown, just past Cervantes Street. We do have some heavy backups there. Also, on I-10, if you're traveling either east or westbound between Pine Forest Road and Highway 29, heavy backups going both ways there from an accident report we had early last hour. And then, if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street or Highway 90, approaching Chemukla Highway, we had an accident there that's causing backups. Chris, you shook your head no. Why?
Well, because there's a compounding factor there at the exchange of the 29 and the 10 freeway exchange. Mm-hmm. Not just the weather situation. They're doing construction in that area.
Yes.
That is the problem. In most of the cases, even if it was dry outside.
Right.
They have all those cones and the different lane shifts, lane closures, that type of thing. Of course, they're not working. The state workers are on the road. FDOT doesn't have their crew out today.
Right.
But I can assure you it's because of the instability of those lane changes and all the work that they're doing, slowing up that traffic.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you're driving in that area, slow it up and watch your braking distance.
That's the thing. The traffic is always bad on I-10, especially as you're approaching Palafox. But yes, between Highway 29 and Pine Forest can be rough as well. And with this accident, it's just made it all the worse. As for the weather, it's still 75 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. These showers aren't going anywhere. We got an 80% chance tonight, and those bleed into your Saturday. Saturday's high is 80, low is 71. Come Sunday, the chances for storms are going to be lower, about 40%, with a high of 84 and a low of 72.
Does that really affect you? Because you told me off air that your place this weekend is right there in front of the television.
Yes, I am not. I'm not moving an inch on my Saturdays, man. Not until January, the latter half of January.
I know that's a problem for us, a lot of our households. When you have the husband and the wife there, and you go to your wife and you say, well, dear, just think about it like this. We only have until February.
Right.
just got to go through this every weekend. But wait a minute. Here comes the UFL at the end of February.
Yeah, you know, honestly, especially for college football. Obviously, NFL is great, and that full slate gets underway on Sunday, and I will be watching my Steelers likely lose. But college football is my first love. That's my main one. And yes, on the weekends, anyone who discovers me will have to peel me off the chair. The place is going to reek. It's happening.
Okay, talk to me about electric vehicles. Talk to me about electric vehicles. Do you like them?
I was about to say, you're just wanting me to talk to you about anything else. electric vehicles, I don't have one, but I respect the technology.
Okay. The question today is, are automakers pulling the plug on the EV project? Some say, yep, they sure are. the EV initiative is slowly losing power. Give you an example here. Volvo announced it is dropping its goal of making only electric vehicles by 2030. You see, they got on the bandwagon there from Biden. You know, he was pushing this EV initiative, and then all of a sudden they started saying, well, wait a minute. We've got high inflation. We've got people just don't have the money to make the investment in these things. Right. Maybe the timing wasn't optimal here, but by saying that public demand will continue, it ain't happening. Only 3% of the autos on the roads are electric at this point, something like that. So anyway, here's what's happening. Hybrid gas vehicles booming.
Right.
EV sales tanking. It's across the board. Volvo and other automakers have seen immediate slowing demand for EVs as car buyers return to the gas-powered vehicles over affordability concerns as well. Here's the main problem with a lot of these. Charging stations.
Right.
Can't get the charging stations. And they're pretty pricey if you want to put them in at your house.
Right.
Something to think about. EV car makers are bracing for the impact of European tariffs on electric cars made in China, a move that follows similar steps here in the U.S. Maybe the timing could have been off a little bit.
Perhaps. Just slightly.
People just don't want to give up on their gasoline engines.
Well, and that's the thing. People don't. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think it's how a lot of people look at it. And yeah, I think a lot of people just aren't going to stick their neck out for something that is new to them or foreign to them or something like that. It's just, you know, they said the same thing about the television, just about 6:20.
They did?
Maybe not as many people, but you know, something new. You give a point. 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, hinted at this last hour, a judge delaying Donald Trump's sentencing in his NYC hush money case. We'll touch on that and more. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the proposed athletic complex at Ashton-Brosnahan Park and whether that location or the $60 million price tag makes sense for the county to engage in. The TDC is going to have a meeting about this on Monday. Also recap the Argos' big win over McKendree for their first game of the season. And brought you inside the USS McCool. We got to see the Blue Angels fly and Fat Albert fly over it, but also what it's like when it's full of Marines, which it's not at the moment. Listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Listen to live coverage of the presidential debate Tuesday night beginning at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Trench yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins.
If I had to like think of a vibe to describe this song, it would be like Walmart haircutting place when I was a kid. I kid you not, Chris. You're kind of side-eyeing me. You're like, what the heck is this kid talking about? I kid you not. I used to get my haircuts at Walmart when I was a kid, and it was that type of music that would play. So it's like I can still feel my cut hair trembling down my neck when I hear Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten. You can take that thought to the bank. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 6:25 here. We'll start with another quick check. Okay. We'll start with another quick check of the roads and weather while that thought simmers in Chris's head for a moment. We still got some backups on I-10. Whether it be you're traveling east or westbound between Pine Forest Road and Highway 29, we typically have backups there on and off no matter what, but the accidents that have been reported in that area causing very, very heavy congestion. Also got one on I-110 North. This is if you're traveling coming from downtown Pensacola. It's just if you got on I-110. Got some heavy backups there. And then it's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound towards Chemukla Highway. Got an accident there at that intersection causing heavy backups. The good news is outside of those few spots, there's not too much holding you up on the roads at this time. As for the weather, it's 75 degrees in Pensacola, still rainy. It's going to be a rainy weekend all throughout. Your Saturday's high and low are 80 and 71, and Sunday's high is 84 with a low of 72.
Okay, if you're taking in some high school football games tonight, I wonder if there's any entrepreneurs out there in the by the front gate or so selling umbrellas tonight.
They would be one rich son of a gun pretty soon.
They'd be a pretty good idea. Actually, here's your games. Just a few to pass it on to Booker T. Washington at Milton, Tate, Pensacola High, Pine Forest at Niceville, West Florida at Fort Walton Beach, Scambia, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Pace, and Pensacola Catholic are all a bye this week.
Yes. And I hinted at this before we went to break. I think I hinted at this last hour, and I think we just got carried away and never talked about it. A judge delaying Trump's sentencing in his NYC hush money case until after the election. The former president was scheduled to be sentenced on September 18th for his felony conviction connected to payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. The new sentencing date is November 26th.
I mean to tell you. Thinking about buying that house or selling it, I got to encourage you. Look at those mortgage rates. They're pretty low right now. But don't use that as your only definitive factor in terms of purchasing a house. Got to throw that in there. Here's the numbers. 30-year rate standing at 6.35%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, popular with homeowners, seeking to refi those homes. That loan fell to 5.85%. So that's some well, let's put it like this. They're below 7%. They were really rocking that 7% level for months this summer. So improvement, yes, definitely improvements.
Absolutely. And Chris, you know, it's been a prominent subject matter these past couple of days, and it's unfortunate, but it's just the hits just keep coming here. It seems just a few days after the Georgia school shooting at Appalachian High School that killed 4 and injured 9 others, a Florida student is now accused of making a school shooting threat. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says a 15-year-old student was arrested after allegedly posting a shooting threat on Snapchat. Sheriff Chad Cronister says this behavior is simply not a joke, and his deputies will pursue anyone who makes these threats, of course. Also, nationally, we had a similar story in Maryland. One teenager is hurt and another is in custody following a shooting at a high school. It happened today at Joppatown High School in Harford County. That's northeast of Baltimore. Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor says that there was an altercation in a first-floor bathroom and a 15-year-old boy was shot. The suspect is a 16-year-old who was apprehended after leaving the school. Gaylor says Maryland law prevents deputies from talking with the suspect, but he will be charged as an adult. The victim was airlifted to a hospital in serious condition.
627, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, Chris Bryan with you on Friday afternoon. Listen, it's really rainy out there, so just slow it up a lot. I know we still have accidents reporting on, but the braking distance will be really off. So just take that in, because weather's not going to really improve, I guess, during the next probably 24 hours or so, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's the thing. We've got a pretty the chances are supposed to kind of start dropping in the latter half of your Saturday, but Saturday's supposed to start with about an 80% chance of weather, which is what we've got right now. Inclement weather.
You know, I just love the fact that we're doing a live radio show in the afternoons here because, you know, it's important to be able to talk to the audience out there and tell them about these wrecks and the weather situation in real time.
Yes.
In real time. You know, we're not some like satellite distributor from ooh wee New York City, that type of thing.
Ooh wee,
we're live and we're local and we're loving it to be here. Don't forget about today, last day to save money this hurricane season on items you might need during a storm. I say this because the big box stores still open and they close about 9 o'clock or so, like Lowe's, Home Depot, about 9 or something like that. You still have time. Take advantage of it. The event ends tonight. Also save money through tomorrow with great deals on tool purchases during the tool time tax holiday. There you go.
And lastly here, many companies are dialing back diversity initiatives and distancing themselves from the advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign. Ford, Harley-Davidson, Lowe's, Tractor Supply, and Molson Coors have all said they will no longer be sharing workplace data to the group, a gay rights lobbying organization which has spent decades persuading big companies to embrace policies favorable to LGBTQ employees and customers. The HRC ranks companies in their annual equality index, but the move by major companies away from it marks an unwinding of diversity initiatives in the private sector. HRC said it would still evaluate and score companies that don't provide info for the index.
Okay, thinking about making some investments into your future real quickly here. Mega Millions tonight, $740 million, $366.3 million. By golly, that is your cash option. They make that drawing tonight. Play wisely and good luck.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. New York Judge Juan Merchan delays the sentencing of former President Donald Trump in his Manhattan hush money criminal trial. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
Judge Merchan wrote in his decision that he doesn't want the jury's verdict to be, quote, diluted by the enormity of the upcoming presidential election. Merchan also said he wants to avoid any appearance of election interference.
The sentencing is now scheduled for November 26th. President Biden speaking to union workers in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where he signed the Good Jobs Executive Order and attacked former President Donald Trump.
Too many presidents like my predecessor have looked the other way as companies trample on the rights of workers while cashing in their big government checks, but not anymore.
The Good Jobs Order includes provisions pertaining to workplace safety, pay transparency, and apprenticeship programs. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. U.S. job growth had a great month in August, leaving the Fed on track to start a series of rate cuts when officials meet later this month. The economy added 142,000 jobs, according to the Labor Department, and that's an improvement over July's numbers. On Wall Street, stocks were much lower today. The Dow fell more than 400 points. The S&P 500 lost 1.7%, down 95, and the NASDAQ Composite fell by 436. Former President Donald Trump will not be sentenced in his New York criminal hush money case until after the November presidential election, and that ruling coming from Judge Marchand today. The sentencing date, which was set for September 18th, will instead take place on November 26th. U.S. oil futures for October continue to drop down 1.4% to just around $68 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. The Falcons should absolutely win the NFC South this year, and I truly believe that new offensive coordinator Zach Robinson will perfectly use Bijan Robinson, which is something former Falcons head coach Arthur Smith failed to do a year ago. And that difference will be so big that I have Bijan winning the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year award because of it. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football is back. And what better way to celebrate than winning some cash with Sleeper Picks? Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If your picks are right, you win. You could pick up to eight players to win up to 100 times your money. And Sleeper has a couple huge offers to kickstart the football season. For new users, Sleeper will match your first deposit with up to $100 credit to your account. If you've already played, Sleeper's got discounted player projections for you every week of the season. So download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK, and your first deposit will be doubled with a credit up to $100. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and use code BLOCK for a credit up to $100 match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be 18 years in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code and other restrictions apply. Visit sleeper.com. Please wager responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Paid for by Blitz Studios.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-689-5978. That's 800-689-5978. 800-689-5978.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Class X. A high-energy, fun, classic rock cover band with two powerful lead vocalists playing the best from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some from today. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Class X.
It's still about the forgotten man and the forgotten woman. People are being treated horribly in this country.
My agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries. For example, dealing with an issue like price gouging.
Tuesday night, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are face-to-face in their first presidential debate. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. The debate begins at 8. Listen to live coverage of the presidential debate Tuesday night on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hamilton Joe Frankenreynolds.
Yes. you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I had not heard that song in friggin' two decades, probably.
As I said, I was playing 2000s rock to start the show, and now I was now I'm playing that.
That's why I was sitting back in the chair going, I was not heard that song in, gosh knows, a couple of decades.
Yeah, I love that song.
News Radio 92.3, Austin Price in, Chris Bryan. Austin, what do you got up over there?
Well, for starters, I got traffic and weather together, as we always do at this time. Let's see. On I-10, still got some very heavy backups in both east and westbound lanes. This is going to be between Pine Forest Road and Pensacola Boulevard or Highway 29. That is, of course, from an accident report that we were dealing with over there. Same with I-110 North, traveling northbound, just past Cervantes Street coming from downtown, just got on I-110. You're going to experience some issues there. And then still minor backups on Highway 90. If you're traveling eastbound towards Chemukla Highway, there was an accident reported at that intersection that was causing backups. So just several spots here causing issues. But outside of that, not too much going on the roads. As for the weather, 75 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. It's been rainy all day. Should be rainy for most of your Saturday, where there will be a high of 80 and a low of 71. And then on Sunday, the chances of thunderstorms are going to be at around 40% with a high of 84 and a low of 72.
Okay, I'm going to paint a real pretty picture for you. Think about this. Football night, okay?
All righty.
Clear skies. Temperature 63 degrees. Perfect football weather.
That's December 2nd weather here.
That's what the Eagles and Packers are looking at in São Paulo, Brazil. That's the weather right now, 63 degrees in São Paulo.
Oh my goodness.
Nice. I can't wait for the game tonight. That's going to be great.
Yeah, no, it should be a good game. And, I mean, I was telling you, Chris, the minute you said that, it's perfect football weather. Low 60s, clear skies. Gosh, that sounds phenomenal.
I just hope that everything goes well down there. Just
right.
Hope everything is kind of just a great football game, and then everybody gets back to their hotels. As I told you before, Green Bay's 2 hours away from the stadium.
Hopefully they're there by now, because they're not going to make kick.
And it's all about safety.
Right.
Keeping the players safe. And they've got a big concern. A lot of players have locked themselves into their hotel rooms. Didn't even come out. Did practice. Went back to the hotel room. Very, very dangerous gang situation down there. Yeah, they did say, that, you know, they banned the color green from the game tonight. Not only because of the... they said it's a competing soccer team down there that they didn't like the colors and, you know, it was a rival or something. So that's why they don't wear green.
But the
news accounts, the guys in the trenches over there say, no, that's not the case. They just got a serious gang problem, which happens to be the gang color is green.
You know, I can't remember who said it, but they were talking about going to, a soccer game or something, and they had never been like out of the States to go to a soccer game or whatever. And I can't remember where they went, but they said like it was like there, it may have been Brazil, which is obviously like one of the soccer capitals of the world. And it was like their father-in-law or something said, we'll go to a game. And they did. Apparently the father-in-law warned them, listen, it's very dangerous here. You know, it's one thing to be passionate about sports, but it is. It's like it's a very serious issue, and there are fights, and it is dangerous at times, depending on who you're around, if you're around the wrong people at these events. So I'm sure there's some truth to that. But, yeah, when you bring up the gang stuff, that just makes it all the worse.
You know what they should do? They should hire Chip Simmons. Send him down there.
I think Chip.
He's got it under control here.
Yeah. Okay. You know. I think Brazil's a bit bigger of a beast. I don't know how. I don't know Chip well.
Chip's pretty good.
I
don't tell you.
I don't know Chip well, but something tells me he's not cared too much to do that.
Nah, he wouldn't. He really wouldn't.
I will say we've got a couple of college football scores to update you on here, along with some MLB. I will say, my goodness, looking at this Indiana Western Illinois game, it got underway at the top of this hour. And, you know, hey, Western Illinois, FCS level, right? They're playing a Big Ten school on the road. Sure, the Hoosiers should win, right? But I'll tell you this, 28-0, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Man, that game, as if it was worth watching already. It whatever worth it had, it has lost. 28-0 is insane, even this early for Indiana standard.
I hate games when they get out of control like that.
Yeah, because it does. It does suck some fun out of it. I want to see some upset alerts here. I will say BYU is beating SMU 7-0. That game has 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. That game's on ESPN2. The Indiana game's on the Big Ten Network. And later tonight, we've got at 8 o'clock on FS1, Duke and Northwestern.
I will still tell you the Ravens-Chiefs game last night was a good one.
Oh, yeah, and absolutely.
And it was only by this much.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that toe is just touching that white line.
I'll tell you something that ain't close. I was going to give some MLB score updates here. In the top of the second. Now, that means pretty early in the game. That means we're one inning in.
Yeah.
The Phillies are beating the Marlins in Miami 6-0. So, Phillies open that
That's
up
That's a
early.
Beer game, man. That's when you just, just go up there and just get the beer and grab some folks and start talking.
I'm just here for the scenery.
There's a game going on? All right.
The Rays and Orioles tied at 0 in the bottom of the third. That'd be a big win for Tampa Bay. The Orioles, I think, have one of the best records in the AL and the entire league. And the Blue Jays and Braves in the top of the second tied at 0. So,
okay, let me bring it back
Sorry,
home.
Marlins
let
fans.
Let me bring it back home here a second. Birmingham pulling out the big bats Thursday night with a decisive win over Pensacola 4-1. It was the third game of a six-game series. Game four getting underway in about 15 minutes. Wahoos returning home Tuesday to face the Montgomery Biscuits. Of course, they're affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yes. So it was a segue for sure. And going back
pretty darn nice with it.
Yeah, if I do say so myself. But also going back to college football here, got several big games at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. We've got number 3 Texas heading to Ann Arbor to take on number 10 Michigan. At that same time, Arkansas will be taking on number 16 Oklahoma State. Then later at 2:30, it's number 21 Iowa hosting rival Iowa State, while Baylor travels to number 11 Utah. And then at 6:30, it's number 14 Tennessee heading to Charlotte. I said Raleigh, I think yesterday. I was wrong. Charlotte to take on number 24 NC State.
Okay, Tennessee Tech, Georgia, California, Auburn.
Should be decent.
That should be. South Carolina, Kentucky. This is a game. This is another runaway. Middle Tennessee at Ole Miss. Mm. Ole Miss is all over that one.
Yeah.
Buffalo at Missouri. USF at number 4, Alabama. That could be another sleeper there. Sanford at Florida. What do you predict?
I got Florida big, but if Florida struck the last time, do you know the story about the last time Florida played Samford?
I don't.
Florida ended up winning. They dropped 70 points. The problem is Samford was leading at half and they ended up dropping 52. So it was a high scoring game.
Samford, I like games like that.
Samford almost beat Florida for a while there. It was a scare. And Samford's played Florida State tough in the past. So when you are a weak Power 5 team and you're playing Samford, even if you're at home, it's not a gimme. If Florida loses that game, my throat will hurt on Monday from laughing.
I laugh in your face.
Exactly.
Okay, Nichols at number 18, LSU. LSU should win that game.
I'll be laughing harder if that happens.
I'm not sure I'm going to. I'll just hold my thoughts on that one.
Yeah.
Also, Alcorn State at Vandy. And Houston, Oklahoma, Mississippi State at Arizona State. So Saturday's a loaded loaded lineup.
Yeah.
Did we talk about NFL? I want to talk about some NFL. I know you're going to do the weather here.
No problem.
We'll come back and do it.
I mean, it's 6:45, but you've got 45 seconds before it's 6:46.
Wow. Okay. I got all the time in the world here. Tomorrow's game's NFL Steelers Falcons. Of course, you're hoping the Steelers play well in that game.
Yes. Not confident that they will, but I'm hoping.
Cardinals, Bills, Titans, Bears, Patriots, Bengals, Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Dolphins, the Panthers at the Saints. Be a good game. Vikings at the Giants, Raiders, Chargers, the Broncos at Seattle, the Cowboys at the Browns. That's going to be a good game.
It should be the best game of the week.
That is going to be a great game. It really is. And I will tell you, my son Harry is going to be watching that game just because of the quarterback factor. He was a big quarterback that went from New Orleans to Cleveland. Number 2, he played for Florida State.
Jameis Winston?
There you go.
Yeah.
He loves Jameis. He loves Jameis.
So. I can't lie. I forgot Jameis was in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. He's up there. And let me see. The Commanders, Washington, taking on the Bucks, Tampa Bay, Rams, Lions. And your Monday night football game will be the Jets at 49ers. Will Aaron play?
Longer than he did in last year's opener. Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
Just as though he doesn't trip over his feet on the sidelines. What do you think? 3 plays last year or something like that?
It did not take long at all. No. Yeah. I will say, though, this is going to be the first weekend where it truly feels like football is back because you've got college and NFL both firing on all cylinders. All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, just a few spots to cover, of course. I-10 traveling both east and west between Pine Forest Road and Highway 29. That accident in that area is still causing very heavy backups there. Same with I-110 traveling northbound. If you just got on, to I-110. Coming from downtown Pensacola, traveling northbound, we've got some issues there. And then it's going to be, we did have backups at the intersection of Chemukla Highway and Highway 90. That has seemingly cleared out. But continuing eastward on Highway 90, if you're traveling in front of the Home Depot and the Walmart Supercenter, we've got some backups over there now.
For our game next, the next Friday night game, not tonight, of course,
right.
But next Friday night, who is our game of the week for News Radio?
I think I knew the answer, but I have since forgotten. Either that or I never knew, and I'm just pretending.
I just haven't been told who the next game's
going to be. If I'm not mistaken, I'm supposed to be in the booth for that game. Not in the booth. In the studio for that game during halftime.
Okay.
If not, I'll be in the booth. And I if I don't know yet, then the people don't need to know either, I suppose.
Okay. Well, in just days, you could listen to win free Knowles tickets during morning and afternoons on News Radio 92.3.
Yep.
FSU facing Memphis Saturday the 14th. That was my Elvis trip. Memphis.
I got it.
catch live Florida State football all season on Pensacola's official Knowles station, News Radio 92.3.
And it's 75 degrees here. We never touched it on weather. I said traffic, and then we went back into football. 75 degrees here with a low of 72. Of course, it's been rainy. It's going to be a rainy weekend. Saturday's high is 80 with a low of 71. And Sunday, the chances of storms do diminish, but they're still at 40% with a high of 84 and a low of 72.
I would like to invite you to set your radio dial on Tuesday night to a few stations here. Actually, you can set the dial at 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, 1620 AM, the News Radio mobile app, or you can stream what I'm talking about, the event, on newsradio923.com. What am I talking about? The debate.
Yes.
Trump, Harris facing off in the first presidential debate happens Tuesday evening. We got it for you. We're all over this thing. 8 weeks before the general election on November 5th, pre-debate coverage. We're going to give you a run-up of an hour before the actual show. So beginning at 7, it's the pre-debate. Then live debate coverage cranks it up at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely.
That should be interesting.
Oh, for sure.
Big time.
Yeah, there's a lot riding on that. 6:49, we'll take one last quick break here. When we return, I hinted at this last hour, Chris, and I never said it on air, but we've got you had mentioned Jimmy Fallon, and I've got an update involving the Tonight Show, so we'll touch on that and more just to ease you into your weekend. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 6:52 here. Got a few minutes to kill before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour, for this evening, and for this week. And I'll kick it off with what I said I was going to say when we went to break. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Got an update on that. It will soon start airing just four nights a week. NBC announced that the late night talk show will start to air new episodes only Mondays through Thursdays this fall, with repeats airing on Friday nights. This was news to me. The Tonight Show was the last of the major late night talk shows to continue with a five nights a week schedule. The move now puts the show in line with other late night talk shows like The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS and ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen any of those?
Nope.
Wow, really?
Because, you know, for so long, I was an early morning host.
Right.
I was getting up at 2:30 in the morning. You don't think I was sitting up at 10 o'clock or so watching these late shows. Mm. I really haven't seen them. Not that I can't, you know, I guess they're good. I have no clue. I will tell you this, and this is, I'm going to bring it in locally for you.
Okay.
Okay. A costly decision was made during the Escambia County Board meeting. This happened last night. Thursday night, commissioners decided the Escambia Children's Trust must pay taxes. They got 45 days to do it. ECT now owes over $1.1 million in tax revenues. That is the amount of taxes accrued to date for the past several years. ECT will now pay an estimated $450,000 a year going forward. The monies will be paid into a trust fund that benefits the Community Redevelopment Agency. ECT had filed a request to be exempt from that tax. That's a big chunk of change.
And all this money you're talking has got me thinking of Wall Street. Well, it's closing sharply lower to cap a losing week. So there's some bad news for you. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 410 points to 4345. The S&P 500 fell 94 points to 5408. And the NASDAQ dropped 436 points to 16690. But you know what? It's not all bad news, Chris. A new study suggests that there is a link between nighttime light pollution and an increased risk of early onset Alzheimer's disease. Scientists at Chicago's Rush University Medical Center analyzed light pollution maps for the 48 continental states. What they found is that high nighttime light intensity is the top risk factor for Alzheimer's in people under 65. Weird.
I believe that. I certainly believe that. The light thing can really be effective. It sure can. I want to pass this on to the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. This is a national First Amendment-focused organization ranking FSU as the third best college in the nation for open expression.
Wow.
Different story just south down the 75 freeway. The University of Florida was placed at 170. Both Florida schools improved their rankings over last year. FSU, by the way, moving up two spots. Florida climbed from 231 to 170.
So gosh, quite a leap.
Really, yeah. But what a difference in the two universities.
For sure. And, you know, I'll keep the good news for the state of Florida rolling. Floridians are going into the weekend with lower gas prices. AAA reports fuel costs across the state are 14 cents lower than this time last week, with the current average at $3.20 per gallon. That's also 25 cents lower than last month. The Auto Club says key contributors to the falling prices are low demand and plugging oil costs. With hurricane season remaining weak, the downward trend is expected to continue. And speaking of speaking of cars, how's that? How's that for a great segue there? Our last check of the roads and weather here. Still got some issues on I-10 traveling both east and west between Pine Forest Road and Highway 29. Still got some minor issues on I-110 north if you're traveling just past Cervantes Road, you know, or Cervantes Street, rather, coming from downtown Pensacola. But those issues are declining. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, it's still mid-70s here, 75 degrees in Pensacola. Your weekend's going to be rainy, with Saturday's high being 80 and low being 71, and Sunday's high being 84 with the low of 72.
657, News Radio 92.3. I got to pass this on to you. More gunfire in Escambia County Thursday night, believe it or not. Escambia deputies reporting an unidentified man was shot on Triton Circle and Michigan Avenue. He was taken to a local hospital where here's the good part, he's expected to survive.
That's good.
ECSO confirms a suspect has not been identified. That investigation continues.
And here nationally, Liz Cheney says that her dad, Dick Cheney, of course, will be voting for Kamala Harris. The former Wyoming congresswoman and critic of Donald Trump told an audience today that the former VP for George W. Bush supports Harris. Liz Cheney and Trump have been at odds since the January 6th Capitol riot. Cheney says that she voted for Trump in both 2016 and 2020, but it's called his conduct on January 6th the betrayal. And, of course, she lost her primary election to a Trump-backed opponent back in 2022.
There, that's the reason right there. Of course, Powerball 112, $112 million, $55.3 million cash option tomorrow night. Mega Millions, $740 in terms of million, $366.3 million cash option. That's the drawing for tonight. Play wisely and good luck.
Absolutely. And Chris, you and I talked about this off air. Michael Keaton adding his real name to his stage name. He was born Michael Douglas, but of course that's already an actor. The 73-year-old actor will now go by Michael Keaton Douglas. In an interview with People magazine, he said he wanted to register his real name with the Screen Actors Guild. But Michael Douglas was already taken by the son of Kirk Douglas, best known for his roles in Wall Street and Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, but they couldn't change the credits for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yep, it opens in theaters today, so he's still listed as Michael Keaton on there.
That's right.
A bit last minute, to be fair.
That's right. I will be going to see Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice tomorrow.
Also, we've got another thing here for you, Chris. This is a bit more frivolous. Injuries are nothing to sneeze at, especially when a sneeze causes an injury that keeps a pro soccer player out of action. Victor Adebayo, I'm sure I'm saying
very
that wrong.
Nice.
He plays in one of England's professional leagues. He missed Tuesday's match with a back injury, and it isn't known how long he'll be out. Bolton Wanderers manager Ian Avott said that his player's injury happened after a pretty hefty sneeze. Avott called Victor a powerful boy and said even his sneezes are powerful.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's wholesome. Unfortunate for him, I guess, but wholesome.
Clock is ticking this afternoon. Actually, you have about 24 more hours here to take advantage of this. Free pet adoptions continuing through tomorrow at the Escambia Animal Shelter. All dogs and cats 1 year or older, absolutely available to take home. Yes, take home a furry friend today. The Animal Welfare Center, over 200 West Fairfield Drive. I know I have a hard time looking at those SPCA spots on TV.
Oh, my mom's the same way.
I have to turn them off. Yeah. I just, you know, I look at my three monsters.
They want you to feel bad.
Well, they do a good job. Because my three monsters, Maggie, Missy, and Baxter, they got it good.
Right.
Those poor pets don't. Go ahead, support them.
Right.
You know, that's sad. So sad. I definitely I feel for those animals. I really do.
For sure.
So go ahead. Yeah. SPCA, do any good job.
Yeah. Be a good person and support animals, of course.
I guarantee you'll feel better about it.
You will.
It'll make you feel really good.
And you'll also feel good about this weekend. We'll see you Monday. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
All right.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.